This summer I'm going to Morocco, and then I'm also going to Amsterdam, so a few holidays.
For your summer, I'm going to join Air Cadets.
Oh, fantastic. What is Air Cadets?
It's basically a Royal Enforced like team where you learn soldier, like army things like shooting, hunting, and you get to drive planes.
I am decorating. That's what I'm doing, and enjoying the sunshine.
Decorating.
I want to get married.
Oh my gosh, she forgot the main thing. Congratulations, Miss Moten. Will you still be Miss Moten?
For now, yes, and then I'll be Mrs. Clark.
I'm going to Italy.
And whereabouts in Italy?
Tuscany.
I'm going to visit my family in Australia.
I'm going to be relaxing, chilling by the beach. I'm off to Thailand for almost 3 weeks, then Paris. And then I'm in for results day, which is going to be absolutely glorious.
This summer, I'm going to take it really easy. I'm going back home to Ghana. That's for 3.5 weeks. Then by the time I get back, it'll be results day. Hopefully seeing all of the A-level students get their results for university. And then waiting for GCSE results.
This is the weather report.
The UK experienced its hottest day on record, with temperatures reaching 40.2 degrees Celsius on Tuesday, according to the Met Office. You will have seen different places in the UK recording different temperatures over the last few days, but how is it measured? Temperature is a measure of how hot something is, and when it comes to measuring the weather, experts usually want to know what the temperature of the air is. We strongly advise you to wear a hat and sunscreen.
Everyone, sports day tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing all the competitors try their hardest. Good luck.
There will be lots of fun events to take part in. Field events include the shot put, the javelin, the long jump, the high jump, and the speed bounce. Track events include 100 metres, 200 metres, 400 metres, 800 metres, and 4x100 metre relay. Found out after the summer what houses were the winners. Good luck all, and enjoy the day. Remember to keep cool and keep drinking plenty of water and wear a hat.
Golden opportunities.
There have been lots of trips this term recently. A school trip gives young people the chance to experience cultures, respect differences, and develop new friendships with their peers, and thus broaden their horizons and knowledge. There have been trips to Spain with the languages department, trips to Sicily with the geography department, trips to Southend on the 20th, the cinema and year 9 to the O2 for bowling, and many more.
The SAS Shakespeare Festival took place on Thursday the 14th of July. It saw the whole of Year 7 participating in 7 of Shakespeare's famous plays to large audiences of parents, staff and friends.
Bhakti, can you tell me about the Shakespeare Festival that you were involved in?
So it was a really fun experience. It was a really nice opportunity to show my progress that I've done in drama, and it was also nice to see the other plays. My favourite, personally, is the 7.1 play. I just found it really funny.
This is Activities Day at Stepney All Saints. I'm with Kane. What trip are you doing today?
I'm going on a bowling trip today to the O2.
We are going to Southend. We're going to go on roller coasters. Some of us have money, so we can get like food from the carnivores and stuff like that. And it's carnival games. It's really fun.
Hello, tell me about Italy. How was it? You went to Sicily?
Yeah, it was great. On the first day, we hiked up a volcano, and it was very hard, but we managed to get there, and it was worth it. It was definitely worth it. And then the next day, we went to a nature reserve. We couldn't see any flamingos. There were supposed to be some, but instead, we walked around the area. We saw some birds, and then we went to the beach. I can't speak Italian, but I learnt a bit.
Can you tell us now what bit you learned?
I only learnt how to say thank you, grazie, and how to say thank you a lot, grazie mille. Mille means 1,000, so it's basically thank you.
Movies. Things to watch this summer. I suggest watching Minions: The Rise of Gru and DC: The Rise of Super Pets. The minions are back to create more hilarious havoc in a story that takes us back to the origins of Gru the supervillain. As for DC, forget Superman. DC League of Super Pets showcases their adorably loyal canine pets, Crypto and Ace.
Kids eat for free or less during summer 2022. During the summer, remember to look out for the Kids Eat for Free or Less offers at Morrison's, Asda, Tesco's, Beef Eaters and more. Check the Stepney All Saints website for more details.
Performing platform.
On the 7th of July, as part of Big Sing Project, our students in year 7 and year 9 sang to the public with three other local schools. The performance was well received by the general public, and some of our students commented that this was their best school trip ever.
Love, you're learning.
The most fascinating thing I think I learned this year is that there is a single shape that exists that only has one edge and one single surface. Like, most people would think that it's a 2D shape, but it's not, because it has a front and a back. This shape only has one surface.
Stepney All Saints Radio.
I am moving house, so I'm doing some decorating as well.
Yay.
And then I'm just hoping to enjoy, hopefully, some more sunshine, going to the gym, swimming, that kind of thing.
I'm going to go to the park.
Oh, fantastic. Who are you going to the park with?
My family.
Family? Do you play football?
Yeah.
When you go to the park? Which is your favourite park?
My land.
Currently, I don't have any plans, but it's going to all be spontaneous. Hoping to go Greece, but let's see, fingers crossed.
I'm off to sunny Devon with the family, bit of sun, sea and sand.
I'm going to be doing a fashion show in the Maldives.
So me and my family might go to Ireland, and we're also planning to go to a family resort.
Going to holiday, park, seaside.
I'm probably going to go to my cousin's house in Luton.
Thank you for listening to
Stepney All Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.